Welcome to the All Things Red AI podcast. This is your one-stop shop for all things Liverpool. I'm your host, Max, and each week we'll be bringing you a roundup of Liverpool Football Club news and rumours. We've got a ton of news to get through today, so let's get started. Let's kick off with the big one. Sunday's heartbreaking 4-3 defeat to Manchester United in the FA Cup quarter-final. The Reds conceded the lead twice during the exciting encounter. They should have won that game comfortably once they went ahead but threw it away, and our hopes of a quadruple too. It may have been a great game for the neutral, but it was a killer blow for us Liverpool fans as the home side claimed victory in the dying minutes of extra time. At least now we will be able to focus on the Premier League title and Europa League and give Jurgen Klopp the farewell he deserves. Klopp's post-match press conference was a tense one though, with one Danish reporter getting the brunt of the Liverpool boss's frustrations. He hit out at Niels Christian Frederiksen for asking what he described as a dumb and really disappointing question after the reporter suggested his players lacked intensity in extra time. He then stormed out of the post-match interview, leaving onlookers shocked and social media in meltdown. On the injury front, there are some hopeful signs. Klopp hinted at getting Aibu Konate back for the next Premier League match after the international break, but there are also some doubts about the fitness of Luis Diaz, Darwin Núñez and Cody Gakpo after Sunday's game at Old Trafford. While there doesn't seem to be too much concern for the others, initial reports in Uruguay claim that Núñez has been left out of this week's friendlies against Basque Country and Ivory Coast with what has initially been described as a minor hamstring issue. Don't worry, Reds, he is expected to be back in time to face Brighton a week on Sunday. Also, 21-year-old left-back Owen Beck is returning to Liverpool for treatment after suffering a groin strain during his successful loan spell at Dundee. It is feared he could be out of action for up to 6 weeks, but the Dark Blues are hopeful he will be back before the end of the season. Moving on to transfer news. The word on the street is that Liverpool are interested in Borussia Dortmund winger Danielle Malen, but will face competition from Arsenal and Man United for the £50 million rated Dutchman. The 25-year-old spent time in both the Ajax and Arsenal academies before ending up at PSV in 2018. He scored 55 goals and 24 assists in 116 appearances for the club before Dortmund snapped him up for €30 million as a replacement for Jadon Sancho in 2021. He is currently Dortmund's joint top scorer in all competitions this season, with 13 goals and 5 assists in 33 games. Football pundit Fabrizio Romano claims that Man United are in pole position for Malen, but there is plenty of time for negotiation between now and the summer transfer window. Elsewhere, the women's team continues to shine. They secured a convincing 3-1 victory over West Ham on Sunday. They are currently in fifth place in the table, 12 points adrift of Chelsea and Man City at the top. The under-21s also had a reason to celebrate, defeating Manchester City 2-0 with goals from Trent Coney-Doherty and Reece Williams. There was also a return to action for 19-year-old Isaac Mabaya, who was about to break into the first team before an injury setback in September. The Reds currently sit sixth in the table, 8 points behind leaders Tottenham. As we head into yet another international break, we will all be crossing our fingers that our players all return fit and well. Joe Gomez is in the England squad for their friendlies with Brazil on the 23rd of March and Belgium 3 days later. Kostas Tsimikas is with Greece for their Euro 2024 qualifier playoff semi-final against Kazakhstan on the 21st of March. Cody Gakpo and Virgil van Dijk's Netherlands host Andy Robertson's Scotland on the 22nd of March. Conor Bradley is in the Northern Ireland squad for their trip to Scotland on the 26th. Dominic Szoboszlai will captain Hungary in home friendlies against Turkey on the 22nd of March and Kosovo 4 days later. Ibrahima Konate has been named in the France squad for home matches with Germany on the 23rd of March and Chile 3 days later. Wataru Endo's Japan plays South Korea at home on the 21st of March and away 5 days later. Luis Diaz's Colombia take on Spain in London on the 22nd of March, then Romania in Madrid on the 26th. Finally, Alexis McAllister will travel to the USA with Argentina to face El Salvador on the 22nd of March and Costa Rica 4 days later. That's all we have for this week, Reds. I hope you've enjoyed this news recap. If so, remember to like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode, and follow us on social media for more updates. Until next time, you'll never walk alone.